The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And every Tuesday, we check in with Congressman William Timmons, just a week away, Mr. Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. One week.
Wow.
Almost done.
Yes, almost done. All right, so let's talk about what happens in this last week. I mean, obviously, a lot of activity going on. Vice President Mike Pence coming into town, this afternoon to try to give local candidates a boost, try to give, of course, the national ticket a boost. There's just a lot you have to do in this last week, isn't there?
There is. You know, it's very interesting. This is the first time in our lifetime that I bet almost half of the people that will vote have already voted.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. That's one dynamic. And I do want to clarify, I don't think Mike Pence is coming here to help local candidates. I think he's coming here to do a victory lap for Justice Barrett.
Wow.
I think
yes,
that he wants
point.
To, you know, the vice president doesn't need to come to South Carolina. I actually told his team that, if he wants to go to Pennsylvania and talk about the Vice President Biden wanting to ban fracking and, you know, get rid of hundreds of thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania, I think that'd be a better use of his time. But he's going to come here and we're going to congratulate Senator Graham for getting Justice Barrett across the finish line. And I think that's probably a second best use of his time, but I think it's definitely worth it.
Yep. Well, and speaking of Senator Lindsey Graham, we saw his work last night come to fruition. And if I've said this many times, if for no other reason at all, if you've got any questions on whether to vote for Senator Lindsey Graham or not, last night should prove to you that we need to send Lindsey Graham back to the U.S. Senate.
I couldn't agree with you more. He has done a great job. You know, I think a lot of people are still stuck on some things he did a few years ago, but I can promise you that anything he's done during his time in public office is preferable to the policies that Jamie Harrison would promote and pursue if he were in office. I can't really imagine it, but I don't think I'm going to have to. So we just got to vote. And, I just think turnout is going to favor the president. It's going to favor people that want our country to go in a positive direction. And I'm optimistic that everybody's going to get across the finish line.
Yep. Of course, as you mentioned, a lot of people have already voted. Does that fare well for Republicans? What's your feeling on that?
I think turnout is the issue. So 67% of eligible voters in 2016 turned out, and President Trump won by 300,600 votes. So I think that turnout could be as high as 75%. And, if you look at the difference between Congressman Gowdy 2 years ago and 4 years ago in my election 2 years ago, he won by 50,000 more votes than I did in the general election, and 50,000 more people voted in his election than my election.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, I mean, turnout is exclusively in 2016 favored the Republicans. So, I mean, literally it was something like 95 to 5%. So it's not like as more people vote, they vote on a similar voting line. So right now the upstate's 60-40 Republican Democrat. So, you know, you would think that if an extra 50,000 people voted, it would have that same percentage. But in 2016 versus 2018, that was not the case. It was literally 95% of the extra 50,000 people that voted were Republican. So it's just very interesting. All these numbers are going to be tested. Have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people moved into the 4th congressional district? I don't think so. We've probably had 30 to 50,000 people move in the last 4 years. And I would bet that they will mimic the 60-40 or close to it. So I think that there's going to be a good showing here in the upstate. And that can go along with the whole state. I mean, if you look at Charleston, the president won there by 13+%.
Yeah.
And, you know, turnout was severely depressed in 2018. That's just how it works. Presidential election year, turnout's way up.
Yeah.
So turnout was down, and we lost the first congressional district to a Democrat. And now that we have the president on the ballot, I think we're going to see some changes down there.
So you're going to give the you think Nancy Mace has a chance of taking that seat back?
I don't think she has a chance. I think it'll be surprising if she doesn't, because, you know, again, if the president wins by 13% in the first congressional district, there's no way. There's no way that Joe Cunningham can keep his seat. But, you know, even if the president only wins by 6%, which I think he's going to win by 13% or more, you know, there's a lot of people in Charleston that don't vote straight party line. I didn't realize how fortunate we were here in the upstate. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't vote party line, they vote individual. And Joe Cunningham's a really nice guy, but he's going to vote for Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, that seat needs to go back to a conservative that will vote for policies that our country can actually implement. You know, Green New Deal, Medicare for all, it doesn't matter that Joe Cunningham doesn't support those. It matters that his party's going to drag him kicking and screaming to bankrupt our country even more than it already is.
Sure. With me this morning on the guest line, Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons. A lot of talk about, of course, you know, absentee voting, the early voting, mail-in voting. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that they can't extend the deadline for receiving those mail-in votes. There's some states that they've added a few days, you know, 3 days here and there to receive those votes. You know, what do you think the rule should be on that as far as mail-in ballots? Should it, you know, if it's not received by election day, should it be tossed to the side, or should there be some extra time for the mail-in ballots to be received?
Well, first, let's talk about South Carolina. South Carolina has no excuse absentee voting. We have policies in place, procedures in place that a registered voter can get a ballot sent to their home and they can fill it out. You do still have to have a witness, which is not hard, and you then mail it back in. So that is a great way that we are ensuring that the people that are casting the ballots are actually casting the ballots. Now, granted, they do have to be received by the election commission on election day. And I don't think that's hard. And I think two things. One, Republicans did not try to change any rules of any election anywhere. So I just think it's important to realize that all these fights over making it easier to vote, I want to know that the people that voted are registered voters and are citizens and are human.
Right.
And are alive.
Yes.
Like, and we're having these fights over whether you have to show ID to vote. Like, it blows my mind that anyone could advocate for a policy that creates less confidence in the election. And
yep.
If you look at what's going on in California, I mean, young Kim was in my orientation class in Congress. She was up by thousands of votes when she showed up. She ended up losing by thousands of votes because the Democrats literally just kept going out to their car and pulling boxes of ballots out. And you know what was weird? When they pulled these boxes of ballots out of their cars, they were all for the Democrat. And, you know, we saw it in Florida, Broward County. I mean, it should be extremely prosecuted when people commit election fraud.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Democrats are going to say that we're suppressing voter turnout. No, we're asking people to show identification. And
yeah.
the fact that certain states mailed out, I think New Jersey did universal mail-in voting, which is a joke. I mean,
yeah.
So they sent out a ballot to every registered voter, no matter if they haven't voted in the last decade.
Yeah.
You know, South Carolina is leading on this. We have extreme confidence in our elections. All of our races will be called, Tuesday night by midnight. But we're going to see some problems with these states that were trying to change the rules at the last minute to favor Democrats. I mean, that's right. Just, we're going to see some problems. But that was a little bit of a rant, Joey. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, hey, look, I agree with you on the voter ID thing there, and they'll argue, well, it's going to, it's hard for some people to show their ID. Those same people, they show their ID every day for a lot of different things. So why not show your ID to cast your vote? It's a simple concept to me to prove that you are who you say you are. Just that simple. Congressman William Timmons, always good to catch up with you. A week to go here. We'll check in with you next Tuesday when, the polls will have already opened, and we'll be right in the middle of it.
One week. Home stretch. You be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Good deal.